I wanted to sit with him, but Dan's gaze slid to another table across the room where Tegan sat. After a few seconds, I realized he wasn't looking at his sister, but at a girl with dark purple hair sitting across from her. His stomach fluttered, and his heart began to race. I grew anxious as well, only it was a good anxious. Even from a distance, several things about the girl stood out. There was her hair, of course, colored a vivid dark eggplant shade, and her clothes, forest green shirt, purple skirt that matched her hair, and striped leggings. And there were her eyes, intense yet wistful. Other people at the table kept looking at her, but she avoided meeting anyone's gaze. Instead, she looked at her hands and the door and the wall, appearing slightly removed from the rest of the students, as if she were the only person rendered in color in a black and white world, and she was slightly embarrassed by this fact. For a moment, I thought the zombie might actually sit with her. Then she stood, set her tray on the stack by the trash, and headed for the side doors. I wanted to follow her. Luckily, Dan seemed intrigued by her as well. He hurried out the back doors of the cafeteria, arriving just in time to catch her turning down a hall. Dan looked over his shoulder warily before heading after her. The hall she'd taken was lined with student drawings. "Who We Are, Self-Portrait Assignment," read a banner hanging across the entrance. The girl paused near the end. She reached up for one of the drawings, only it was hung too high. She could barely touch the bottom inch or so.
"Cat?"
Dan said. The girl startled. Her eyes flicked to his and narrowed.
"What are you doing?" Dan asked.
"Taking this down," she said.
"Why?"
"Because I don't want people to see it anymore."
Dan looked at the drawing. Most of the portraits decorating the hall were distorted charcoal sketches. A few took more rigid approaches, capturing an accurate self-image, but the one Kat reached for blew them all away. Instead of a close-up of her face, Kat had drawn several versions of herself sitting around a table, having a tea party. She was a girl in a fluffy dress, sipping her tea at the head of the table, and she was the figure next to her in a jaunty top hat, looking slightly deranged as she poured cream into